Senate Bill 8 sailed through the House chamber with a 94-0 vote. The bill would require pharmacy benefit managers to submit biannual reports showing how much they make from working as the middleman between pharmacies and insurance companies. The bill would also require insurers to pass on most of the drug discounts or rebates that they receive to consumers, either through lowering health insurance premiums or charging less for the drug at the pharmacy counter. The bill will head back to the Senate for further consideration before it goes to the governor's desk. Some drug pricing researchers and analysts are concerned that the current version of SB 8 has been watered down and would be ineffective. They worry pharmacy benefit managers and health insurers could find ways to block rebate dollars from flowing to consumers. I'm Farah Yusri, WFYI News.